What to see in Gran Canaria in 3 days. Gran Canaria is an island that surprises with its diversity. Within just a few kilometers, you can move from endless beaches to rugged mountains, from golden dunes to colonial towns steeped in history. If you're short on time, the best option is to follow a balanced itinerary that lets you enjoy all its contrasts. In this guide, you'll find a 3-day Gran Canaria itinerary designed so you don't miss the essentials. We'll set off from the Princess Hotels, strategically located in the south and in the capital, the perfect bases to explore the island from north to south. Day 1. Las Palmas de Gran Canaria, Beach and Culture. Morning, Las Canteras Beach. Start your trip at the famous Las Canteras Beach, considered one of the best urban beaches in Europe. Thanks to a natural volcanic reef, its waters are calm and perfect for a first swim. The seafront promenade is lined with cafes and terraces where you can enjoy a coffee with Atlantic views. Mediodía, fisherman's lunch. For lunch, head to San Cristobal, a traditional fishing district where restaurants serve the day's fresh catch. Eating with the sound of the waves in the background is an authentic local experience. Afternoon, Vegeta and Triana. Next, explore the historic heart of the capital. In Vegeta, you'll find Santa Ana Cathedral, Casa de Colón, and cobbled streets that transport you back to the city's origins. Nearby, the Triana district blends modernist architecture with boutique shops and charming bookshops. Evening, dinner in the capital. Las Palmas offers everything from contemporary dining to traditional taverns. End the day with a relaxed dinner and, if you're up for it, experience the city's nightlife in its mix of bars and terraces frequented by locals and visitors alike. Day 2. The South. Sunshine, dunes, and fishing charm. Morning, Puerto de Mogán. Head south to Puerto de Mogán, known as the Little Venice of Gran Canaria. With canals, bougainvillea-clad houses, and a charming marina, it's one of the island's most picturesque corners, perfect for a morning stroll and plenty of photo stops. Midday, seafront lunch. The harbor is lined with restaurants specializing in seafood and rice dishes. Try arroz caldoso or grilled limpets while watching the fishing boats go by. Afternoon, Maspalomas Dunes. In the afternoon, discover one of the island's most iconic landscapes, the Maspalomas Dunes. This protected natural area is a miniature desert right by the sea. Walk from the Maspalomas Lighthouse to Playa del Inglés, crossing dunes that look like a slice of the Sahara. Remember, this is a fragile ecosystem. Stick to marked paths, avoid stepping on vegetation, and never leave litter behind. That way, you'll help preserve one of Gran Canaria's most treasured landscapes. Sunset, Maspalomas Lighthouse. With more than 125 years of history, the lighthouse is the perfect place to watch the sunset. The sky turning orange and red over the Atlantic is an image you won't forget. Day 3, Nature and Culture in the North. Morning, Arucas and Arahucas Rum. Begin the day in Arucas, a town known for its impressive San Juan Bautista Church, built from volcanic stone. If you're interested in local traditions, visit the Arahucas Distillery, home to one of the Canary Islands' most famous rums. Midday, Northern Gastronomy. The island's northern coast is wilder and more authentic, with cliffs and natural pools. Stop for lunch in towns like Galdar or Guia, where you can try queso de flor, flour cheese, with papas arrugadas. Afternoon, Cueva Pintada, Painted Cave, in Galdar, a must for culture lovers. The Cueva Pintada Museum and Archaeological Park. Here you'll discover remains of the island's aboriginal settlers, including their striking geometric cave paintings. Opening hours and prices here. Extra options if you want to extend the day. Explore Barranco de las Vacas, with red rock walls reminiscent of a miniature Grand Canyon. Visit Barranco de Guayadeque, home to cave houses and restaurants carved into the rock. astronomy enthusiasts can stay late for stargazing. Gran Canaria has some of the clearest skies in Europe. Our recommendations. Princess hotels are set in prime locations on the island, including Maspalomas, Meloneras, and the capital. This means you can head out each morning to explore a different area without having to travel far. Some tips to make your trip easier. Take advantage of the hotel's hearty breakfast before heading out. Ask reception for the best routes, depending on traffic and weather. Excursions are available to the north, mountains or dunes. Ideal if you don't want to drive. If you're traveling with family, Princess hotels offer entertainment and activities for all ages. 3-day itinerary summary. Day 1. Las Canteras Beach. Lunch in San Cristobal. Vegeta and Triana. Dinner in the capital. Day 2. Puerto de Mogán to seafront. Lunch to Maspalomas. Dunes to sunset at the lighthouse. Day 3. Arucas and church. Arahuca's distillery. Northern coast and gastronomy. Cueva Pintada. Optional hiking or stargazing. Ready for your express Gran Canaria adventure? Gran Canaria is an island full of surprises. Whether you choose one of our adults-only, couples, or family-friendly princess hotels, you'll enjoy every comfort at the end of the day and be perfectly placed to discover everything the island has to offer. A short break, but one you'll never forget.